This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is your Times afternoon briefing for Wednesday, the 24th of April. Labour is questioning how the government is going to fund an increase in defence spending to 2.5% of GDP by 2030. A couple of weeks ago, the government said the economic situation didn't allow for it. Shadow Attorney General Emily Thornberry told Times Radio her party's position.
Keir has said and made it perfectly clear that we want to get to 2.5% and we will, as circumstances allow us to do that. We're really interested to hear that the government has claims that it has a plan to get to 2.5% by 2030, and we'd like to see the details of that because at the moment we really just have a search for headlines, I think.
The Defence Secretary told Times Radio that inflation declining will help the government afford it and it'll cut 72,000 civil service jobs. Sir Geoffrey Donaldson, the former leader of the DUP, has been released on continued bail. He appeared in court in Northern Ireland this morning for historical sexual offence charges. The 61-year-old has been suspended by his party following his arrest in March. He said he will contest the charges. A 57-year-old woman was also arrested and charged at the time for aiding and abetting additional offences. Sir Keir Starmer has called the death of former Labour MP Frank Field a profound loss to politics and to our nation. Frank Field was 81 and was a minister under Tony Blair. He was the director of the Child Poverty Action Group for 10 years before being an MP for 40 years. Lord Vasey, a peer and Times presenter, knew him.
The Frank Field that I knew was very, very funny, very down to earth, deeply Christian, very kind, massively principled, had a particular issue, welfare and poverty, that he campaigned on all his life, served his constituents in Birkenhead selflessly for 40 years, and he was a really amazing guy.
Joe Biden will sign a bill later that puts the future of TikTok at risk in the US. America is threatening to ban the video app unless its Chinese owner sells it. It's part of an aid package that will support Israel, Ukraine and Taiwan. The majority leader in the Senate, Democrat Chuck Schumer, said it was a unified message of America's commitment to defending democracies.
The relentless work of six long months has paid off. Congress is sending the supplemental to President Biden's desk. Getting this done was one of the greatest achievements the Senate has faced in years, perhaps decades. A lot of people inside and outside the Congress wanted this package to fail. But today, those in Congress who stand on the side of democracy are winning the day.
All horses which were on the loose around central London have now been caught. Five people were injured in three locations after five horses bolted off from training at Horse Guards Parade this morning. Two were filmed, one covered in blood. For more stories like this, listen throughout the day to Times Radio.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal, to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.